Greetings. We have been talking about the prophet Habakkuk and how he has raised his concerns before God. We have spoken of this as answers from Habakkuk, because there is a sort of correlation between what Habakkuk dealt with in his day and the world that we find ourselves in today. And so we've been looking to Habakkuk for some answers. Now, we do need to, of course, keep in mind that Habakkuk was part of God's progressive revelation and therefore was used uniquely by God, but there's still lessons to be learned there in terms of where we are at today. Now, the thing that Habakkuk raised was his concerns before God, because there was so much rebellion against God. There was so much open sin that he saw around him, and it said, Lord, you need to do something about this. Well, God did answer Habakkuk's prayer, and he answered in a way that probably Habakkuk, or we know Habakkuk, did not really expect. But one of the things, or the main thing, in fact, that God said is, I'm going to send to you the Chaldeans. Watch for them, wait for them, but I'm sending the Chaldeans. Now, who were the Chaldeans? Well, the Chaldeans were a people who came from Babylon. And in fact, the way this term is used in the book of Habakkuk, it's virtually interchangeable with the Babylonian army and the Chaldeans. But they were sent by God to bring about great destruction and judgment upon the nation of Israel. This is what we know about them. They came from Babylon. Now, keep in mind that there's this process of by which God, at this time in history, was using a series of different powerful nations. Prior to the rise of the Chaldeans in Babylon, we had the great nation of Assyria. In fact, it was the nation of Assyria which had destroyed Samaria, the northern 10 tribes of Israel, previously. Then the Babylonians rose up and were able to be a powerful nation. They overcame the Syrians, and now they are this destructive army. And here's the thing that we know about them. They were absolutely not the people of God. They were pagans. They did not worship God in any way. They were fierce. When we think about invading armies and the destruction that an invading army brings upon a people and upon a land, the Chaldeans are way up there on the top. They are described to us. I would recommend you read the second part of the first chapter of Habakkuk. I'm not going to take the time to read all the descriptions there, but a description of an awful, most complete, unstoppable force that is coming. And here's what it says very clearly. They are raised up by God. They are sent by God. They are, in fact, the complete picture of sinful man, when sin has come into the heart of man, taking it over, and it uses and operates on the basis of hate, the very opposite of how God has made us in terms of his love. God has a place for them. They serve him. Now, we want to be very careful. God is not doing any favors to them. God is not somehow blessing them even, not at all. In fact, part of the description that you will read about the Chaldeans, that even as God gave them the ability to be this absolutely powerful, fierce, totally harmful, destructive force, by that very means, they are building up their own worship of themselves, their own idolatry, by which they will then be destroyed for their own sin. So we need to be careful. We do not know why God would raise up some force that is dangerous to us or even an enemy to us today, might even possibly bring great harm upon us. We are not having that kind of message from God as the prophet Habakkuk did. And God used this in a very specific way to bring about his full plan of salvation. But this we know. The Chaldeans did not raise up themselves. God raised them up. And they became a fierce force because God needed a fierce force. So when an enemy rises up, God has a purpose for them. Even sometimes when it appears that there is a difficulty and even impossible to understand why God would use such awful force and allow the things to be done that they did. And yet, we know that God is in control. In the worst kind of evil that you can think of today, it is still always a tool in the hand of God, and it brings about his purpose. That's how we need to understand the Chaldeans. That's how we need to understand any time we see what appears to be an enemy of God having great power. God is still in control. His purpose is being carried out.